It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, being joined by this week with Des Barapatel, the CEO of the Integrated Health Center here in Pembroke. So, Des, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, first of all, congratulations on being named a local legend. I don't know who nominated you. It came in anonymously, but how does that feel?
I was shocked when you told me. Well, thank you for whoever nominated me. I really appreciate it. I was not expecting this at all.
So I know the Integrated Health Center is it's a homegrown business. Mm-hmm. Your parents are kind of like the starting figure there, and then you've kind of jumped into to be the main person and everything at the Integrated Health Center. But kind of walk us through how you kind of started your career and to get to your point where you are now.
Yeah. So I joined the Integrated Health Center back in 2009 when I came back to the area to go to high school, grade 11 fellows, and back when we had the nutrition outs in the mall, and my dad said, you need to get a job, and he said, I'll set you up an interview at the nutrition house. So my father actually made me interview for my first job that he was not a part of. So the manager of the nutrition house had the say of whether she hired me or not. And that was my first kind of foyer into the family business. And I worked my way up. So I was at the bottom. I was working the shitty shifts, the 4 to 9s. Slowly worked my way up. My first kind of big thing was I switched the nutrition house point of sale from their Microsoft DOS program to a Mac-based program. And then I kind of slowly kind of moved into management positions around, not directly facing. I was kind of always in the background. It wasn't until 2017 that I came back full-time after my business degree and took on a full-time position assisting my mother and working to move the business forward. And then this year is actually a big year. We are in the process of succession planning. My father is going to be retiring this year. My mother is retired, and so my sister and I are going to start to slowly take over.
Okay, so obviously that's big shoes to fill, but you've learned a lot along the way.
Yeah.
From where you started to kind of like where you are now, how has that changed? Maybe not only for you personally, but for the whole family business.
Well, working in a family business is not easy. There's not many resources or people out there that you can talk to and learn about this. A lot of it is you just got to do it and learn on your own. But it's an incredibly fun trip to go down. Stressful at times, but at the end of the day, it's fun because you're going down it with your family. And ultimately, you and your family love each other and want only the best for each other. And I feel that I have grown as a human in multiple ways. In every way, I've become a stronger leader. I've really embraced my role as a community leader.
Okay. Let's talk about that community a little bit, because every community event you see, the Integrated Health Center is always there. First and foremost, you see the logo, you see that big partnership, and is that something you were really focusing on when you took over?
That was always something that my mother and my father believed in, and I believe in it too. Businesses, we only have, as a small business, we only have a finite number of dollars when it comes to marketing, and for the longest period of time, we would give to a bunch of little ones, and we still do give to some of the little ones, but we've started to more or less focus our energy and support the bigger events, because that's where you get the economic development. That's where you get the community building. And we believe, when we sponsor an event, we believe in sponsoring an event that is with our core values. So we want to keep the community active. We want the community to become a more diverse and welcoming community, and promotion of other businesses. One of my two favorite events One of or two of my two favorite events are the Pembroke Expo that we sponsor and the Upper Ottawa Riley River Race.
Love that. Love that. Again, mark those on your calendar. Very big events for the entire community. One last question for you there, Des, is we see a lot of homegrown businesses here, not just in Pembroke, but across the Upper Ottawa Valley. You know, it's kids taking over their parents and so on and so forth. For anybody who's kind of getting into that situation in that point in time in their life now, would you have any kind of wise words, I guess, you could pass along?
I would say it's about having conversations with your parents, creating clear guidelines, and using external people. Don't go at it alone. Going at it alone is overwhelming, can sometimes cost you more in the long run. I know that I reached out not just to like professionals, but I reached out to like other people that I knew that were in family business positions, and I had lots of conversations. So reach out to someone in a similar situation. The Chamber of Commerce has resources. The CFIB has resources.
It is the Local Legend program here on MyFM, and our guest this week is Des Barbatel. Des, thank you so much for coming in today, and congratulations on being named a local legend.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Have a great day.